Adriel Orozco is executive director for the New Mexico Immigrant Law Center. The group provides legal services for low-income immigrant communities. Mr. Orozco, I'd like to thank you so much for joining us. First, I'd like to get your thoughts on the election of Vice President Joe Biden to become the next president of the United States. When you first heard the news, what were some of your thoughts on how a Biden administration would impact immigration policy and the work that you do?
Yeah, well, thanks, Anthony, for having me on your show. And yeah, I have to say that when I first heard of the news, there was a huge sense of relief, but then followed by cautious optimism. I think Biden has represented a very middle-of-the-road type immigration policy, something that fits in line with what we saw under the Obama administration, despite his attempts to move, I think, during the primary, a little bit more into a progressive sense. So I think some of the initial thoughts were that we were going to get some more predictability under the Trump administration. We've seen new, more harmful policies every few months, and we're hoping under a Biden administration that we're going to be having at least some policies that are much more directed towards benefits for the immigrant community, thinking about how we can bring stability to immigrant populations, and less on enforcement. So I do know that the Obama administration, when President-elect Biden was vice president, had one of the highest rates of removals. So we're cautiously optimistic that I think there are going to be some more progressive policies under his administration.
How do you think President-elect Biden and the immigration proposals that he's discussed during the campaign may impact New Mexico?
Well, one of the things that he has mentioned is that he's going to reinstate DACA at the beginning, on his first day in office. And when the Supreme Court this summer held that the Trump administration had unlawfully rescinded the program, there were more than 120 individuals who contacted us within weeks to try to apply for the first time. There are currently more than 5,000 individuals with DACA and many more eligible in New Mexico, many of them essential workers under the COVID-19 pandemic. So immediately and hopefully there'll be an immediate benefit to many New Mexicans who are living in uncertainty with their immigration status. And I know that the Biden administration had also aimed to provide some type of legislative framework to provide a path to citizenship for the close to 11 million individuals in our country who are undocumented. However, there's still uncertainty about the ability for his administration to move forward since the majority in the Senate is still unclear because of the last holdouts that we have in the election in Georgia for those two senators.
How do you think that President-elect Biden and the immigration policy that he's discussed in the campaign may affect the way that the United States treats asylum seekers?
You know, I know that his administration, his campaign has indicated that his incoming administration would roll back many of the policies that the Trump administration has implemented to prevent people from applying for asylum. And so we're hoping that there will be much more amenable policies that will allow folks to enter the country, not be re-traumatized, not be incarcerated. So I think our expectation is that the Biden administration will hold asylum officers and CBP to account. You know, one of the things in thinking about the impact on New Mexico, we have three immigrant prisons in our state. Currently, the populations are pretty low. And I think that there is, I know that the Biden administration has indicated its willingness to end the reliance of the Bureau of Prisons on private prisons. And so we're really hoping that the Biden administration will also take that route in terms of immigration prisons. So that directly is connected to asylum seekers. There was a narrative that asylum seekers and immigrants in immigration court generally aren't going to their hearings. But report after report has shown that more than 98% of individuals who are not represented go to their hearings. And folks with representation go to their hearings almost 100% of the time. So I think it would be great to see the federal government decreasing reliance on immigration prisons, decreasing funding to CBP, Customs and Border Protection, to ICE, and moving away from that and having more of a humanitarian approach to folks who are coming to our borders for protection.
Obviously, when you're dealing with immigration cases, they're going to have to go through a court system. There's been a lot of reporting done on just how overwhelmed the immigration court system is. How do you feel that that system would be addressed under the administration of Joe Biden?
Now, you bring up a really good point. It's still unclear how long it's going to take in some instances for the Biden administration to undo some of the harm. I think there are more than a million cases pending currently before the immigration court, with nearly 70,000 of those cases being of folks who are required to remain in Mexico. And I've had cases that have lasted for at least 4 years, and we still haven't passed through the first part of the hearing. I know that something that we've been hearing from the incoming administration is that they're going to be moving back towards some of the priorities, enforcement priorities of the Obama administration or something close to them. There were opportunities there for folks who have lived in the United States for quite some time and who have also, who didn't have serious criminal histories or no criminal histories, to be able to remain in the United States and try to find other avenues to obtain some type of authorized status in the United States. And one of the things that we've seen of the Trump administration is just making it really difficult for folks to find alternatives. So we're hoping that there's a multi-pronged approach to try to figure out how all these different systems between like USCIS, which usually provides the adjudications and benefits with immigration courts, how they can work together. And I think that there's a real opportunity for that, because I think the Trump administration really had just created a system that siphoned people into a deportation system. So hopefully there'll be those changes, and more folks will be able to actually take advantage of the benefits that the current law allows.
There's been a lot of news surrounding the Trump administration's approach to immigration and the executive actions that the administration has taken. What are your thoughts on the way the Trump administration has handled immigration? And are there some policies that President Trump's administration implemented that may take years to undo? What are the lasting impacts of the Trump administration's immigration policy? How do you see that impacting immigrant communities?
I mean, I think that there are many different lasting effects. I mean, I think internally there is a lot of fear and distrust in the government. Within the immigrant community. I know that our international students have been going to other larger economies in the world and shying away from the United States. And I think that the beacon of hope that the United States once was is tarnished in some ways. So I do know that, you know, I was hearing that there are some folks who were required to remain in Mexico who were really excited about the prospect of some of those changes. So I think it's difficult to ascertain, but I really do think that there's sort of a tarnished image of the United States that will take some time to rebuild. I think practically there are some changes in policies and laws at the administrative level that have created so many barriers to migrants being able to receive visas, including us through the Department of State. And so I think the huge backlogs are going to be a thing to figure out for the administration in all of those different agencies. I think that the use by the Trump administration of ICE and CBP officers as sort of a national police force, I think, is going to be something that that we're going to have to reckon with and see how we shift and change the priorities of those agencies so that they're not used that way in the future.
Adriel Orozco is executive director for the New Mexico Immigrant Law Center. Mr. Orlesko, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Anthony, for the opportunity.